Melfort had a five-game winning streak, had being the key word. The Bombers battled back late and stayed off disaster in a 5-4 OT win Saturday night. On Teddy Bear Toss Night, when attendees brought bears to throw on the ice as a donation to local Christmas toy drives after Flynn Flon's first goal, it took a mammoth third period to bring Flynn Flon 2 big points. The Bombers outshot Melfort early, but it was the visitors who would strike first, courtesy of a Zach Summers wrist shot that beat Harmon Laser Hume cleanly midway through the period. The shots were 18-8 Flynn Flon after 20 minutes, but the numbers that mattered most still showed 1-0 Mustangs. Flynn Flon opened the second by killing off a 4-minute penalty, then maintained pressure throughout the period, even if it seems the Bombers missed the net more often than they hit it. Several great opportunities came and went fruitlessly while fans prepared to throw their stuffies on the ice. Alexi Silvestre put a point-blank shot off the crossbar and out of play. Cole DePero got a wide-open chance, but couldn't chase down the puck in time and ran out of room. Ethan Mercer dangled out two Stangs defenders in the slot, but couldn't beat Melfort's James Venn. Jacob Vaukler put a shot on net labeled for the top corner, but Venn got a shoulder in front of it. Flynn Flon got a late power play chance, but a point shot by DePero ended with his stick exploding and the chance being lost. Despite scads of chances, the Stuffies stayed in the stands and the score stayed 1-0 after 40 minutes. The Bombers' attack finally started paying off in the third. The first goal was ugly as sin, sneaking into the net through Venn's skates on a scramble in front, but it did the job, crossing the line. Jackson Martins got the credit for the goal. The game was paused as piles of plushies hit the ice all around the rink. Bomber players and skaters from the Flynn Flon Skating Club gathered the bounty with plastic bags, pushing them off to the Zamboni entrance. The parade of playthings lit the Bombers on fire. Less than 30 seconds later, DePero beat Venn clean with a wrist shot, putting the Bombers up 2-1. That lead would not last, as Melfort's Alex Mack snuck in on an odd man rush and beat Laser Hume with a far side tap in, but DePero took it upon himself to regain that lead. On a power play, DePero teed up a one-timer from Jaden Mercier and put it post and past Venn, making it 3-2. Flynn Flon extended the lead further late, with a point shot being tipped in the slot by Jeremy Tremblay and sneaking through Venn's five-hole, making it 4-2. Melfort would not go gently into that good night, however. Venn was pulled with 2:40 left on the clock, giving the Mustangs a man advantage, which they would use to perfection, first, with Summers hammering home a point shot that bounced off the backboards and back into the slot, then with less than a minute left, Ryan Duguay beating out Laser Hume to make it 4-4 at the 11th hour. After late surges by both teams, the game would go to overtime. Melfort, who trotted out a unit of Duguay, Summers and Kevin Minnick, had early chances, but would be denied. About 2 minutes in, Tremblay caught Melfort's D flat-footed and charged into the Mustangs' zone. His first shot would be stopped by Venn, but the rebound would hop right out for DePero, who scored his second hat trick this week with the overtime winner. DePero was mobbed by teammates and some fans even threw hats on the ice, which DePero and Mercier each picked up with their sticks and threw back into the crowd. Laser Hume, despite giving up 4 goals on 26 shots in his 8th consecutive start in the Bomber net, got the W, while Venn got stuck with a 47-save loss. The win pushes the Bombers back into sole possession of both second spot in the league standings and top spot in the Sherwood division, 2 points clear of both LaRange and Humboldt. The Bombers have played one more game than both teams. The Bombers will be in action next weekend on the road, playing games against both Melville and Yorkton December 2-3. The Bombers will host Yorkton December 9th and LaRange December 16th, playing one final game December 17th in LaRange heading into the holiday break.